Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, and welcome to the TGS Q2 2018 earnings release. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Kristian Johansen. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, and welcome to the TGS second quarter 2018 conference call. My name is Kristian Johansen. I'm the CEO of TGS, and joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. Earlier today, we posted our second quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope you had an opportunity to view this morning's release, and we will now just give you a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the second quarter of 2018, based on our segment reporting, TGS had total net revenues of $158 million, which were up 47% from Q2 of 2017. The biggest contributor to this was late sales, which at $136 million was up 73% year-on-year. Pre-funding revenues were $21 million, funding 37% of our operational investments for the quarter. Operational multi-client investments were $56 million in addition to $4 million in risk-sharing arrangements. Operating profit for the quarter was $54 million, representing 34% of net revenues. This is the highest quarterly operating profit in 4 years. Earnings per share were 45 cents, up from 9 cents per share 1 year ago. Our strong cash flow generation continued with free cash flow of $55 million in the quarter, which is up from 12 in Q2 of 2017. This results in an increased cash balance of $338 million, which comes in addition to a $75 million revolving credit facility. Quarterly dividend will be maintained at 20 cents per share, which is up 33% from the same quarter of last year. During Q2 of 2018, TGS was active acquiring data offshore in the U.S. Guam, Norway, Brazil, and East Canada. The summer acquisition season is now well underway, with TGS currently acquiring data on 6 different marine projects, including a new survey in the U.K. west of Shetland, which we announced this morning. During Q2, we also continued our high activity level in the onshore, with 1 project in the Permian and 2 in the Scoop and Stack play. We have today announced significant expansion to 2 of our Scoop and Stack projects. The global multi-client seismic market has been on an improving trend for more than a year now. The main driver behind the improvement is the increased cash flow of the E&P companies, caused by a combination of a higher oil price and lower cost. TGS's strong Q2 was partly a result of high regional license round activity, combined with a pickup in activity related to acreage turnover and farming, particularly among independents and smaller E&P companies. These triggering events fluctuate from quarter to quarter, therefore short-term volatility continues to be high. However, we believe that with oil price continuing well above the level budgeted by most E&P companies, additional funds may be available for exploration spending by our customer at the end of the year. Our financial guidance for 2018 is unchanged, and it's as follows. New multi-client investments of approximately $260 million. Additional multi-client investments expected from sales of existing surveys with risk sharing. And finally, pre-funding on new multi-client investments expected to be approximately 45 to 50%. At this time, we will open the call for your questions. Please press star 1 to pose your question.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. If you're using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our first question from Christopher Molokin with Carnegie.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. In terms of the pre-funding you achieved in second quarter, it came down from first quarter level and also below the guidance for full year. Could you provide any color on that?
I think we said on the call today too that, you know, that the market for getting pre-funding for new projects has been quite challenging. We think the reason for that is that that the exploration spending and seismic spending is probably not significantly up this year. It's still challenging because budgets were set that they at an oil price of about 50 to 52 in October last year. So we still don't see the full benefit of the oil price in terms of getting long-term commitment from clients. However, we see a significant increase in late sales, which probably is a result of a combination of short-term cash flow or better-than-expected cash flow, but also some significant triggers related to high farming activity. So There's no question that it's still quite challenging to get funding for new projects. And as a result, our funding is slightly lower, but very well according to our plans when we set our plan for the year, where we expected very high pre-funding in Q1, lower funding in Q2 and Q3, and then funding is going to be quite good in Q4 when we have a higher proportion of onshore projects. So it's just according to our plans, and we stick to our full-year guidance of 45 to 50%.
It might be a bit difficult, perhaps, but of course, a key driver for you is to increase multi-client investments. At the same time, you wouldn't like to, make concession on the pre-funding levels you require. But currently, the market, as you say, challenging on achieving pre-funding from oil companies. At the same time, very strong balance sheet for you guys. So, would you be willing to do projects going forward with lower pre-funding than we typically seen from TGS?
I mean, it's something we're obviously discussing, given our strong balance sheet. But you should keep in mind that pre-funding is not only a financial commitment from the oil company, but it's also a quality stamp of our ideas and our projects. So sometimes it's just as important for us to get that quality stamp on the project than the financial investment in itself. So I think you could assume that, yes, we are looking into projects that have, lower pre-funding, and we're willing to take some risk on that because we are convinced that the market is getting more positive. But at the same time, we really like to see that quality stamp and confirmation from our clients that our project ideas are good. So in some cases, we actually start projects with very low or even no pre-funding, but then we have advanced discussions with clients proving that they are very keen on buying the project later.
You can see it already in our pre-funding rates and the profile of the pre-funding this year, that on the marine side or offshore side, we've already notched up our risk appetite a little bit, and we're taking more risk, i.e. we have lower average pre-funding on our marine projects this year than we had last year, but this is being compensated by a higher proportion of onshore service, which typically carry pretty high pre-funding rates.
Last year, it was an ambition for TGS to have a more, even spread of the investments in terms of, between the quarters. It still seems like the North Sea is a very important market for multi-client, and hence, stronger investments in the summer season than the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere. Any views on 2019 in terms of, how we view the year in terms of investments?
No, I think it's too early to say. I mean, we are starting to review projects for next year, and it's too early to comment on the seasonality of the projects. But obviously, with the different climates that you have in the world, with Norway being obviously a good season to acquire seismic would be from typically May to October, and the same goes with Eastern Canada, for example. Well, so you will try to do most of your activity in those areas during the summer season, and then you would compensate and make sure that you have projects in, for example, Africa, Middle East, North and South America, or certainly South America during the winter season. So it all depends on what kind of ideas we have at that point of time. So, again, it's too early to comment on the seasonality of our investments for next year, and we may say more about that when we announce next year's guidance.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 to ask a question. Once again, star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment. I'd like to give everyone another opportunity. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment. And we do have another question. Next, we'll go to Sahar Islam with UBS.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Two questions on multi-client, if I may. Firstly, on the competitive dynamics, we've seen a number of the traditional contract players spend more time on multi-client. do you think there's a discipline within the industry as a whole? And then secondly, what are we seeing in terms of pricing on late sales? Because I imagine you've shot some of this data at very low prices, low cost. Are we seeing some pricing tension, so your margins are high on the recent sales?
So I'll answer the second question first in terms of pricing. And there is still significant pricing pressure even in the multi-client market and even in the market for vintage data or data that has already been shot. So I think that kind of reflects the market for vessels as well. It's certainly under pressure and continues to be under pressure. Obviously, what we're hoping for is that next year's budget or E&P budgets will be higher and you will see an uptick in exploration spending. Hence, seismic spending will go up and we will have more flexibility on the pricing of our surveys. And I think that's the kind of beauty of our business model is that we've shot a lot of data now very cheap. And if the market improves, which we think it will, starting in 2019, then we will be able to mark up the price of our data. And but so far it's still a challenging market. But you know, there is a lot of price pressure. We have competitors who are still, you know, fighting with their banks. And as long as you're competing in a market where you have some differences in financial capabilities and financial capacity, you will always have price pressure. And I think that's still the case. But again, we're getting more optimistic that we should be in a position in 2019 and certainly 2020, where budgets will be higher and we should be able to mark up the prices, especially on the projects that we have shot at a very cheap cost right now. Your first question is more related to the multi-client market in general and the fact that there's been a significant shift from contract seismic to multi-client. And I think at the peak, multi-client actually represented about 70% of seismic spending, which is very different from what it used to be a couple of years back. I would think that some of that will shift back again to the contract market when the overall market picks up and exploration spending starts to grow again. I find it hard to believe that everybody's going to fight for multi-client opportunities if you can get a decent margin on a contract or on a contract for the vessels. So I think you will see some shift back again. That's probably our best estimate as you see it right now.
Thank you. And if I can just ask one follow-up to the answer on the competitive dynamics. Is there much overshooting? Because one of the concerns we hear from clients is that with the volume of data being shot, are we seeing more undisciplined behavior? And are there enough new areas for everyone to shoot?
Yeah, that's a question we get quite frequently, I think, and it's a fair question to ask. I think there's a couple of multi-client markets that become very saturated with data right now. Obviously, the Gulf of Mexico is a great example. Norway is another example of an area that is certainly more mature. And Brazil is an example of a market where there is a lot of seismic data already. I think growth in the future will be a combination of frontier areas that need more modern seismic and whether it even is a great potential to shoot more traditional. But I think a lot of the growth will also come from new technologies in existing markets, such as, you know, ocean bottom node surveys in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico or in Norway and even Brazil. So there is still great potential to apply new technologies and overshooting existing data with more expensive and better quality data, which again is going to drive our growth in the future. So we're spending a lot of time on really looking into new technologies and talking to our clients and find the best possible timing to apply new technologies in those particular markets.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, star 1, and we'll pause for a moment. And I show we have no further questions.
All right. Thank you very much for your questions today. We were really pleased with our excellent financial results in Q2, particularly the strong late sales, which helped us to deliver the highest quarterly operating profit in 4 years. We remain positive on the outlook for the seismic market, albeit with some short-term volatility still expected. At the current stage of the cyclical upturn, growth is primarily driven by E&P companies' excess cash flow and acreage turnover. Looking longer term, I believe that the next phase of the recovery will be driven by budget increases and new projects. As the world's leading geoscience data company, we're well positioned to benefit from improved market conditions. So thank you very much for your call today. I look forward to announcing our next results in October. Thanks.
And that does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.